Medical cannabis has been legal in Hawaii for 17 years. 2 years ago, advocates applauded the passage of dispensary laws, so why aren't there any dispensaries open yet? Civil Beat reporter Anita Hofschneider has today's reality check. Hey there.
Aloha, Bethan.
This is the big question that so many people have been asking for so long, thinking that, oh, it's just around the corner, but now we're hearing that really there could be one in July, maybe September, maybe who knows. Why?
Well, as you said, there's a lot of uncertainty surrounding this. And the problem is that as a new industry that the state is, has never helped grow before, there's just been so many different delays along the way. And one of the biggest issues was how long it took the State Department of Health to negotiate a contract with a software company that was providing software that would help track marijuana from seed to sale. And, you know, that was only expected to take a few months, but in fact, it took nearly a year. And so companies that were already ready to start growing marijuana last August and September had to wait until February to do so. So that's really pushed the timeline back.
So basically, our lack of understanding really led to some expectations that couldn't be fulfilled. And of course, now we see this sort of snowballing. What happens now? How far along are some of these folks who would like to open their doors, and are they losing money in the process of not doing so?
Yes, the companies definitely are losing money. One company said they've lost, conservatively hundreds of thousands of dollars as they've waited for that contract to be negotiated. They're hopeful that, several companies are hopeful that they can open this summer. Others are hopeful that they can open this fall. But there are definitely some hurdles that still need to be overcome, namely the certification of labs where marijuana would get tested so you could see, what's in it, make sure that there aren't harmful pesticides or other contaminants. And those labs, there are three labs that are in the process of trying to get certified, but that's when they're going to get certified is still up in the air. And the State Department of Health said at least one should get certified this summer if all goes well.
So that hopefully we don't have a repeat of the situation and ill-managed expectations. At the same time, is there a sense, though, that because there are so few dispensaries that competition is not going to be very keen, which means that people are going to be paying a lot for their medicine?
That's definitely a big concern. And the legislature this year actually passed a bill that would push back when the Department of Health could issue more licenses. The agency is supposed to be able to issue more licenses to companies to grow and sell marijuana this October. But the legislature wants the agency to hold off on another year for that. And that's concerning to advocates for patients and people who want to get into the industry who say that having an oligopoly, just eight companies managing the entire industry, really isn't fair to patients and won't provide them a variety of products or a variety of price points.
And so meanwhile, patients are just still stuck doing what they've been doing, which is to find it from caregivers or growing it themselves if they can. Well, I guess the story continues. We'll hear more about that saga if and when we actually see those dispensaries open. Thanks very much, Anita.
Thank you for having me.
Anita Hofschneider is a reporter with CivilBeat.org, and every day we check in for a reality check.